good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cotton Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
I'm your host, Hanajihi Hani, which means cares for them. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I am your host today, Wendy Pilot. Robert is in Chicago, and he will be back tomorrow. On Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, we discuss Native American news and events from all over Turtle Island and also locally. And as we all know, human issues are Native issues and Native issues are human issues. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Mall and we're on the first floor of the Dayton's building. And tonight I have a special announcement. Anyway, everybody knows I've been gone for a whole week. This is my first day back. We do have our own Ogama here with us tonight. Looks like her daughter, Anna, is sitting on her lap and going to hang out with us for the show. That's great. And Ogama's here off of her maternity leave, and she's going to slowly come back to us. And we have also Gina Peltier, and Gina is going to be giving us the news. So before we get to Gina, let's go in and say hi to Ogama, so just to see how you're doing. Hi, Ogama, how are you?
Hi, Bujuwanin, everybody. It's good to be back. Anna says hello as well. Do you want to say hi, everybody?
Bujou.
It's good to be back. It's been not a lot of sleep this last month, but otherwise things have been pretty good. So happy to be here and so excited and happy and proud that Gina has been doing such a wonderful job while I have been gone. It's absolutely amazing the level of support we've had. So we can touch base maybe a little bit more on that later, Wendy, and we can let Gina talk a little bit too tonight. I want to hear what Gina's got going on. I know there's all kinds of stuff that's happening right now.
All right. Go ahead, Gina.
Hey, yeah, so glad to have you back, Ogama. And Wendy, you too. So good to see you. Missed you all week last week. Bujou, everyone. Gina Peltier, Indigenakaz, Makadewa, Makwa, Ndudum, Anishinaabe, Indujinabug, Mikinakawaji, Inaniwag. I am Gina Peltier. I am Black Bear Clan, and I am Anishinaabe from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. And starting off, in a report from the Chicago Sun-Times, more Chicagoans, or people who live in Chicago, are identifying as Native American. From 13,337 people in 2010 to 34,543 people in 2020, past generations hid their identity out of fear of assimilation policies and programs, such as the deadly abuse of boarding schools. Now many are reconnecting their roots and learning the language and history. Native Americans should be allowed to embrace their traditions and practices openly. The American Indian and Religious Freedom Act of 1978 protects the rights of Native Americans to exercise their traditional religions by ensuring access to sites, use, and possession of sacred objects, and the freedom to worship through ceremonies and traditional rites. And even though we've seen that we are still being punished and arrested and persecuted for praying and performing our ceremonies, it is inspiring to see so many wanting to reconnect and take an active role in taking back who we are. This weekend, there were 16 arrests when grassroots groups blocked the entrance to a West Virginia power plant to bring awareness to Senator Joe Manchin's ties to the coal industry and how it is a huge conflict of interest regarding Senator Manchin's position. The West Virginia Democrat has a huge influence over energy policy as chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources. Dozens rallied Saturday outside the front gate of the coal-fired Granttown power plant. Citizens are calling on Senator Manchin to abandon his support for fossil fuels, a dying industry, and support green energy legislation. Citizens also urged Senator Manchin to support a just transition, especially legislation to lift up families living in poverty who will be hit most during the transition to using better fuel alternatives. The demonstration also focused on Manchin's family business, which sells waste coal to the power plant about 90 miles south of Pittsburgh. West Virginia is the nation's second largest coal producer behind Wyoming. Manchin should not be in a decision-making position regarding our energy and natural resources if he's making money off the climate, off of climate-damaging coal. His actions are hurting all of America and the rest of the world at this point, especially with the rapidly increasing global warming. And speaking of the rapidly increasing global warming, for the fourth week in a row, the continental United States will experience a multi-day severe weather outbreak, including a historic blizzard. The storm will affect areas farther north, stretching into the Central Plains, Upper Midwest, and Great Lakes, and will affect much larger populations than the previous outbreaks, including cities like St. Louis and Chicago, which have not yet experienced the severe storms the U.S. has had in the past few weeks. 39 million people are under the risk for severe storms along the 1,000-mile stretch, all the way from southern Minnesota to the Gulf Coast. Very large hail and a few strong tornadoes are the greatest risks. Cities to watch include Des Moines, Iowa, Kansas City, Missouri, Wichita, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, Louisiana, Austin, Texas, Houston. It's going to be everywhere, everyone. The storms are expected to continue into the overnight hours, into Tuesday and into Wednesday. But tomorrow, there is going to be a Flood the Courts court support event. Three water protectors who were arrested defending the water have court in Aiken County, Minnesota at 1:30 tomorrow. We are asking others to gather with us in support of dropping the charges at 12:30 tomorrow at the Aiken County Courthouse, which is 209 2nd Street Northwest in Aiken, Minnesota, to support our brave water protectors who put their lives and freedom in jeopardy for the sake of everyone's clean water. Canadian corporation Enbridge's Line 3 is going through nearly half of North America's fresh water. And with the multiple frack outs, aquifer breaches, water now being a commodity on Wall Street, and the oil flowing through Line 3 being the last of Canada's oils, there is so much proof out there that shows that Enbridge was looking to destroy the United States' water. So bring your drop the charges signs, pizza will be served, and then we're hoping to all take space to join the water protectors in court. We do need to drop the charges against all water protectors, and may the force be with them. And there's also an ask to call Minnesota State Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and ask them to support the dropping and dismissal of all charges against all water protectors, human beings who were arrested rejecting Line 3. No one should be punished for peacefully protecting our water and asking for our water to not be poisoned. Nonviolent direction actions is our civil rights. Visit honorearth.org to learn more or go to line3legalfund.com/donate. Again, that was honorearth.org or line3legalfund.com/donate. And then starting this week, there will be community informational meetings on the toxic Huber Mill, a wood processing factory that will harvest wood within 100 miles of Cohasset, Minnesota, including wood out of the Chippewa National Forest, and will negatively impact all 7 Chippewa tribes in northern Minnesota. There is an ask to attend these informational meetings in your area, the first one starting Wednesday, April 13th in Walker, Minnesota. And then another one Thursday, April 14th in Cass Lake, Minnesota. Next week, there will be one in Bemidji on April 19th, and then another one in Grand Rapids, Minnesota on April 21st. All events start at 5:30. Dinner will be served, and there will be speakers and time for questions. The meetings will focus on information on the devastating effects of the Huber Mill, what the Huber Mill is, and the need to use sustainable building alternatives to poisonous OSB sheets the Huber Mill plans on making. To learn more, go to protectmmforest.org. And you guys, it's a new week, so don't forget to contact your local officials and the White House to urge them to actually do their jobs. Stop all gas oil pipelines, fight for Medicare for all, start the immediate Green New Revolution and just transition off of fossil fuels, drop all charges against water protectors, and fix the wage income gap. You know, how does that sound, Wendy and Ogma?
Well, my officials hear from me quite often. I don't know Governor Walz's phone number offhand. It's a pretty easy one, but just Google it. And you could just give them a call. And most of the time, they don't answer the phone. And most of the time, their people don't answer the phone. So just leave a message. They do tally those messages. I have been there when the LA is there. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll see you later.